Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Davis, Minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour. And the organ Texas today is March 28th, 2024. We're going to our first service day. Dwelling in beautiful land. Holy, the noise of stars upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of it, you sit on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For I am dwelling in your land, far below the storm of doubt. Upon the world is beating, sons of men and God along the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of Yah's word retreating. Nothing there can reach me, 'tis your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. Drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For I am dwelling in your land. Let the stormy breezes blow, the car cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by your hand. Here the sun is always shining, here there's naught can harm me. I'm safe forever in your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. Drinking at the fountain, never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For I'm dwelling in beautiful land. Hear and hear the works of Yah, our sanctum and contemplation. Hearing now his blessed voice, I see the way he planned. Heaven and the Spirit here are learned for salvation. Gladly will I tarry in your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. Drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting from the manor, from a donkey's first supply. For I am dwelling in your land.
Have a prayer thought and then our regular sermon. One Tommy Greetings, number 47. Jacob's time of trouble, Judah and Israel going home. June 28, 1947, Victory Hollow. Okay. We are to continue, now to continue the same subject which we have been studying, he says, from the book of Isaiah. But today we shall study it from the book of Jeremiah. To begin with, we shall notice that the first chapters of the book deal with the ancient Judah and Israel, with their sins and stubbornness of the heart, and with their resultant dispersion throughout the Gentile nation. The 30th chapter, however, deals not with the scattering of the ancient Judah and Israel, but with the gathering of the Judah and Israel in our day. We shall now begin our study with the first three verses of Jeremiah 30, verse 1 to 3, for the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Yahweh, saying, Thus speaketh the Yahweh of the Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book, for the Lord, the day is come, saith the Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of the of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Yahweh, and I will cause them to return unto the land that I gave unto their fathers, and they shall possess it. And note that both Judah and Israel together have the promise of the returning unto their homeland, as this has never yet been realized, the prophecy is yet to be fulfilled. Jeremiah 30, verse 4 to 6. And these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Yahweh, we have heard a voice of the trembling of fear and not of the peace. And ye now and see, ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with the child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, and as a woman in the travail, and all faces are turn into paleness. This is for the cause of the fear here. Forecast is fundamentally needless and unnecessary, declares the Yahshua. This is the Son actually talking here. Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of the Jacob's trouble, that he shall be saved out of it. For the people that have come to this antithetical time of the trouble are returning unto their homeland. It says, are comforted. Apparently, it is bad enough to frighten all, but Yahweh's encouraging counsel is, fear not. Plainly, the burden of this chapter is concerning the antithetical returning unto the homeland. Though terrible the trouble they seem, yet the outcome of it is to be the same as in the type. Right now, we may not appreciate the study as we ought to, but the time is soon coming in which we will dig as fast and as hard for it as we would get out from under an avalanche. Those who have but little faith in the word of Yahweh, though the study will not do them much good, now is the time to start cultivating the faith that we need to have then. Okay, so Jacob, as our type, we all knew that Yahweh had directed his return from the Padan Aram to the homeland. Yet he trembled when he heard that Esau, with the 400 men, were on their way to meet him. Besides, he was led to wrestle with the angel all night long, for he prevailed only because he would not let the angel go until he blessed him. The final result was that on the morrow, Esau, rather than destroying the whole company, very kindly greeted Jacob with a kiss and cordially invited him to return home. So when it all worked itself out, Jacob plainly saw that there was no need at all to have ever feared. How encouraging that all these things happened unto them for the example, and they are written for an admonition upon whom the end of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. That which happened unto Jacob is sure to happen to us. And how comforting to know all this ahead of the time. Now, if never before, we should see that where there is a type, there is also an antitype, and that where there is no type, there is no truth. Jeremiah 30:8. For it shall come to pass in that day, said Yeshua of the host, this is the Son talking, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bands, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. Okay. This verse plainly says that Yahweh is to free his people from the Gentile yoke, and that strangers, unconverted, shall no more trouble them. Strangers, unconverted. But they shall serve the Yeshua, their king, and David, their king. Okay, they shall serve the Yeshua, their Redeemer and Savior, and David, their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Okay, David, their king. No longer shall the followers of the truth serve others, but they shall serve the Yeshua and the king whom the Yahweh himself shall provide. Jeremiah 30:10. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith Yeshua, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. There is therefore no need of the fear, but there is a need for the faith in the promises of the Yahweh. Jeremiah 30:11. For I am with thee, saith the Yahweh, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make the full end of a beat. But I will correct thee in the measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For the punishment dealt to Israel and their being scattered among the Gentiles is amplified in the verses which follow, a sign of the freedom has nevertheless come, and for this we should be glad and give Yahweh the glory. For this saith Yahshua, for thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why Christ thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey, for I will return or for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Yahshua, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will bring again the captivity of the Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. After having gone through their captivity, the people shall fully realize Yahweh's mercy and his wisdom to save them, for they shall be happy forevermore, for he will multiply them in the land of their fathers, and there he will make them great. Jeremiah 30:20. Their children then shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. For the kingdom, that is the church purified and apart from the world, is to be as natural and as real as was the kingdom of the ancient Israel, that there will be no sinners in it. Jeremiah 30:21-23. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith Yahweh. Or Yahshua, saith Yahshua, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Savior. Behold, the whirlwind of the Yahshua goeth forth with the fury, a continuing whirlwind, it shall fall with the pain upon the head of the wicked. For their nobles shall be of themselves, that is, this kingdom shall be self-governing with a theocracy. It says here under a theocracy. But it's actually should be with its theocracy in its chosen state, having one king. For the word behold calls attention under something that can be seen. Okay? And therefore implies that Yeshua's whirlwind is already doing its work. No wonder then that we are now having disturbance of all kinds and heavy loss of life and property throughout the earth. Jeremiah 30 verse 24. For the fierce anger of Yeshua shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it. For the very fact that these truths are now revealed, and also the fact that the things foretold by the scriptures are now taking place, plainly shows that we are now living in the latter days, in the days that we must consider as the cause of the evils that envelop the whole world and make our calling and election sure. Okay, for the very fact, let's read that last paragraph again. For the very fact that these truths are now revealed, and also the fact that the things foretold by the scriptures are now taking place, and it shows that we are now living in the latter days, in the days that we must consider as the cause of the evils that envelop the whole world and that make our calling and election sure. How thankful we ought to be that Yahshua is feeding us with the meat in the due season. Do people kill one another by the millions in order to free themselves from the yoke of some other nation? Moses freed ancient Israel without a casualty. For we should now know that the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, removes mountains, while doubt ruins nations. For we should no longer be fooled and slow of the heart to believe all that the prophets have written. Luke 24:25. Believe was Yahshua's motto, and it should be ours too. No doubters will ever enter into his kingdom. For these things are written that we might believe. John 20, verse 31. There is but one sensible conclusion that you can come to, and that is to wholeheartedly accept and to comply with all the prophets, with all that the prophets have written, that no one diverts your attention from the truth. Okay, one timely greeting, number 48. Yahweh's certification for the resurrecting and purifying and consolidating Judah and Israel. July the 5th, 1947, by Vicki Holler, taken from Jeremiah 31. It says, it contains the inspiration guarantee for Yahweh's people to return to the homeland. This chapter, you will recognize, contains a prophecy for the latter days. And I said, at the same time, saith Yahshua, will I be the Savior of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Okay. For the phrase, at the same time, takes our thoughts back to Jeremiah 30, verse 24, where it explains that the time is in the latter days. Our time, not long hence, therefore our Savior, Yahshua, will be the King of all the families of the Israel, as the King of the whole church for the saint and sinner during the judgment for the living, with no longer be commingled. Will no longer be commingled. Jeremiah 31:2. Thus saith Yahshua, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. For the people who survived their captivity are to find grace in the land of the Gentiles in the wilderness away from the vineyard, since the promised land is in the vineyard. Isaiah 5:7. Then what would the wilderness be but the land of the Gentiles, for the Yahweh's people will find this grace at the time that the land causes them to rest from their sojourning after the judgment in the house of the Yahweh, 1 Peter 4:17, takes place. Jeremiah 31:3. For the Yahshua hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with the loving kindness have I drawn thee. At the fulfillment of this prophecy, the people will realize that the Yahshua has really loved them, and that He draws them unto Himself with a loving kindness. Jeremiah 31:4. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. For the Yahshua assures His people that some of the Gentile nations have turned down their kingdom, he will restore it unto them, and they will again become a glorious and joyous nation. These promises imply that the people are not now adorned and happy. We may not fully realize this, but Yahweh knows better than we do. Jeremiah 31:5. Jeremiah 31:5. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of the Samaria, and planters shall plant and shall eat them as a common thing. Most of the world thinks that there's the 10 tribes, that the kingdom, that of the kingdom of Israel, are lost among the Gentile nations, that their kingdom is forever gone. Yet Yahweh is who does according unto his good pleasure, then he declares that the faithful, after their separation from the unfaithful, shall be gathered out and brought back into the mountains of Samaria, and that they shall plant and eat the fruit of their planting as a common thing. Jeremiah 31:6. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to the Zion, unto the Yahshua of our Yahweh the Father, for the future watchman of the Mount Ephraim, rather than separating themselves from those of the Mount Zion, as they did anciently, shall gladly lead the laity back into Zion, or unto Zion. No longer shall arise the question, why is it that our fathers worship in this mountain? And we say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. John 4:20. Jeremiah 31:7. For this saith Yahshua, sing with the gladness for the Jacob, and a shout among the Gentile, or the chief of the nation. Publish you, praise you, and say of Yahshua, save the people, the remnant of Israel. For the remnant are those who survive the judgment in the house of Yahweh. Yahweh's people now, while dwelling among the chief of the nation, are urged to proclaim this good tidings in their midst with the singing of gladness and praise, saying, O Yahshua, save thy people. This truth is now, this very present truth, and it is to be proclaimed and heeded, to work and pray unto this end is the message of the hour. Jeremiah 31:8. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the women with the child, or the woman with the child, and her that travaileth with the child together, as a great coming shall return thither. We need not fear, our efforts will not be fruitless. Our sincere people will hear and give heed unto the message of this day, and Yahshua will thus gather them from the four corners of the earth. So that says Jeremiah 31:5, thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of the Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as a common thing. Most of the world thinks that as the ten tribes, the kingdom of the Israel, are lost among the Gentile nations, that their kingdom is forever gone. Yet Yahweh, who does according unto his good pleasure, plainly declares that the faithful, after their separation from the unfaithful, shall be gathered out and brought back unto the mountain of the Samaria, and that they shall plant and eat the fruit of the planting as a common thing. Jeremiah 31:6. For this shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up unto the Zion, and to Yahweh of our Yahweh, to Yahshua of our Yahweh. For the future watchmen of the Mount Ephraim, rather than separating themselves, he hideth my soul.
A wonderful Savior is Yahshua my King, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where ridges of pleasure are seen. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows are brought this land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Yahshua my King. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows the darkest land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to Yah, for such a Redeemer is mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows that rock the still land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in the clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I shout with the millions on high. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of a rock that shadows the darkest land. He hardeth my eyes in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand.